Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you find complete connection to yourself and every aspect of your life. As always, if you have questions or thoughts, click the link in the show notes to go to the community page, scroll down a little bit, and use the form to send in your questions and let me know how I can help. Before we get started today talking about connecting to the silent observer, I want to give a big shout out to our listeners in Dusseldorf, Germany. So cool. Vielen Dank für diese Verbindung. Thank you for this connection. So as we talk today about connecting to the silent observer, this topic can seem a little esoteric, but I want to make it really real for you and really practical. If you're listening to this podcast, you have probably woken up. And how do you know? When you wake up, it's like someone else is looking through your eyes at you. And this someone else looking through your eyes at you is the silent observer. And if you've not met the silent observer, allow me to introduce you. So I want you to say something to yourself in your head. And what I want you to say is, hello there. And I'm going to give you a second here to say it. Don't say it out loud. I just want you to say it in your head. So ready? On the count of three, in your head, you're going to say, hello there. Ready? One, two, three. All right. Didn't seem like a big deal with that. But now, who said that? Who said that in your head? Who said that? You might say that, well, you said it to yourself. But your lips didn't move. And your vocal cords didn't make any sound. But you said it. And more than that, you heard it. You said it without a voice. And you heard it, didn't you? You heard it without needing ears. And if you wanted to take it even further than just talking inside your own head, you could imagine a major event from your past and relive it. You could remember what it was like. Right? You could kind of go through it again. You could see it. You could hear it. You could smell it. Or you could imagine an event in your future and you could see it. So at this point, you can speak without making any sound or moving your mouth, and you can hear without needing any ears, and you can see without needing eyes. Huh. So who's doing that? There's the you that's this body, and there's the you that speaks and listens and sees without needing this body at all. And the you that speaks and listens and sees without needing this body at all is a combination of the mind and the silent observer. The mind thinks and expresses and imagines and feels, and the silent observer observes from deep inside, observes this thinking and this expressing and this imagining. Can you feel the difference? So if you quiet the mind, can you feel something present inside you? Something quiet but very present that observes and experiences this life like a video game player with an avatar. You might call it your soul. It's tempting to call it your true being, but here you are on this earth, in this life, in this body, with this mind and these energies and this silent observer, and all of it together is what it is to be a human being. You are a physical being. You are a mind being. You are an energy being. You are a silent being. all at the same time. And the best results come when we acknowledge and find connection to each of these, not shunning any one of them. Now, the silent observer is arguably the hardest to connect to because it is, well, it's silent. And the cacophony of everyday life is so loud that we often don't connect with this inner being. So to connect with the silent observer, the first thing that I want you to do is simply quiet your mind enough to feel the silent observer within you. Feel how you are not your body, but you are in your body. And you observe your body and you operate your body, but you are not your body. And if you can get that far, the next thing I want you to do is feel how you have a mind. You can watch the thoughts and the feelings go by like clouds in the sky, but see that you're not your mind. You observe your mind and you operate your mind. And if you can feel your energies, maybe you can see that you're not your energies, but you have energies, you observe your energies, and you operate your energies. So who are you? You're what's left. The essence of you is the silent observer that is here in this life, operating this body, operating this mind, operating these energies. Perhaps the silent observer is made of energy too, because it certainly doesn't seem to be made of physical matter. But connecting to that true self in this way opens up a perspective that you can use to take control of your mind, your body, and your energies, and use them like an avatar to create whatever life you want. Spend some time with this silent observer, your true self. It's the true self beyond this life. Maybe it's your soul. Play with the words that you use to describe it and see how that makes you feel. But this is your silent observer. It is the one which is experiencing and operating the mind, the body, the energies. If you take a little while and feel the difference, it can freak you out a little bit at first. So don't freak out. But it's a little bit weird. But if you're just towards the beginning of your journey, this is a good time to start recognizing what you're not. How you are not the body. You are not the mind that has all these thoughts and is racing around. You're not even the energies, even once you can feel them. And it helps you to start to ask the question of, well, what am I then? Right? And you start to go through this process. If you're not familiar with the stages, just go to the website and do a search on roadmap, and it'll pull that right up for you. So let me know what questions you have. This is a heavy topic, so I'm going to leave it right there for today. But let me know what questions you have about this concept of connecting to the silent observer and how I can help you along this process of following the roadmap and evolving through these stages of your life. Click the link down in the show notes to let me know what questions you have. If you want to stay anonymous, that's not a problem. We can make that happen. Thanks for joining me today. We'll see you next time. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.